Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Former Google engineer John Giannandrea joined Apple in early April and has now been put in charge of Siri. Giannandrea gets the title Chief of Machine Learning and AI Strategy and reports to Tim Cook. He's the third leader of that team in the past year. Eddie Q oversaw the team until September when it was shifted to Craig Federighi. AT&T announced Wednesday that it has reached an exclusive agreement to sell products from augmented reality company Magic Leap in the United States. You can see Magic Leap's first public product demo on Twitch. Magic Leap 1 is scheduled to ship to developers later this year. When it becomes available to the public, AT&T will initially sell Magic Leap in stores in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. HTC says its Exodus smartphone with blockchain features will arrive by the end of the year with a price somewhere around $1,000. The Exodus will come with a cryptocurrency wallet and the blockchain-powered game CryptoKitties. At the same time, Siren Labs announced a phone with blockchain features called Finny, coming in November for $1,000. It features a slide-out display called a safe screen that is only used for crypto transactions, and token conversion service, which will automatically convert your crypto coins into whichever one you need for a transaction. The UK's Information Commissioner's Office announced a preliminary fine of the maximum £500,000 against Facebook for a lack of strong privacy protections relating to Cambridge Analytica's misuse of user data. The UK office will now discuss the situation with Facebook, and the fine could be adjusted down. Another update is expected in October. U.S. federal prosecutors have arrested and charged former Apple employee Xiaolong Zhang with stealing trade secrets related to Apple's autonomous car technology. Zhang worked for Apple from 2015 until April of this year, designing and testing circuit boards. He left Apple, saying he needed to move to China to be closer to his mother, then took a job with X Motors, a U.S. subsidiary of China's Xiaopeng Motors. The FBI says Zhang downloaded data from Apple's network and stored it on his wife's personal laptop, and Zhang admits removing two circuit boards and a server from Apple. X Motors says it has no indication that Zhang communicated any sensitive information to it, and they have fired Zhang. Wired reports that the U.S. Department of Justice has settled with Cody Wilson over allegations of violating international trade and arms regulations for making plans for a 3D-printed gun available online. In the settlement, the DOJ promises to let the Commerce Department regulate the export of firearms below 50 caliber and not police technical data about those weapons. Wilson also receives a unique license to publish the designs. Wilson's Defense Distributed will relaunch DefCat.com later this month for sharing weapon designs. A future version of the Opera browser for Android will include a storage solution for cryptocurrency. It will also include built-in integration with Ethereum's Web3 API. That will make decentralized dApps available alongside the usual web. The new features are now available to select testers in private beta. Alphabet announced it's separating its Loon and Wing projects from the X research company into individual companies under the Alphabet umbrella. Loon uses balloons to provide internet, and Wing develops delivery drones. Alistair Westgarth will be CEO of Loon, and James Ryan Burgess will be Wing's CEO. Meanwhile, Alphabet's X says it will begin focusing on robotics, free space optics, and augmented reality. Finally, Sonos is adding support for Apple's AirPlay 2 to the Sonos Beam, Sonos One, Play Bass, and second-generation Play 5 speakers. Older speakers will need to be networked to one of those models to use it. AirPlay 2 supports multi-room audio and is more integrated with Siri. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.